ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadot Jewelers. KFNC at KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Beasley switches it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Moy will try a long hit. What a goal from Moy. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland and Shaqiri have scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, away we go tonight here. We go tonight with the knowledge that Bayern Munich has been eliminated from the UEFA Champions League by PSG. It is huge for Mauricio Pochettino. And, well, that was a big one today. It was an incredible game. I don't know if you saw it. I want to hear your thoughts on it tonight. 713-780-3776. Appreciate Fred and AJ bringing me on to that interesting conversation about soccer. So we got a lot tonight. We got Tim Parker of the Houston Dynamo. Biggest offseason signing, no question in my mind, to add a bit of steel to this team. We're going to talk about him tonight and his connection to Derek Jones and how I feel the Dynamo and others feel that they will be a better defensive team this year. Tab Ramos, the coach, is on. We're going to go real deep with him on tactics, on the FC Dallas game, if that changes the way he's thinking about his team going into Friday. Some good deep dive here. And if you like the deep dive stuff, this is why Tab Ramos has been so effective, I think, from the standpoint of media in Houston. Bottom line is, look, he's only been here. It's year two for him. I think he needs 3 years to turn this thing around. For you, the soccer fan, this is all in the context of one time in the playoffs in the last 7 years, so I can see how it fatigues people. But, you know, we go with optimism on Friday, and let's see how it goes against San Jose and a visit from Chris Wondolowski. This show, as always, Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John's a presenting sponsor of this show. John and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. And, you know, look, nobody likes getting in accidents. These are nervy times. You need representation. Whether it's a fender bender, you work at a refinery, you drive an 18-wheeler, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they are going to work for you 24/7, take your case, and get you what you deserve. DaspitLaw.com. And don't forget, all you got to do is call them at 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Okay. So Chelsea also wins. They advance. They'll get the winner of Real Madrid and Liverpool. Champions League today, we can talk about any of it. We got the CONCACAF Champions League going on today as well. And I think we're getting set for the Portland Timbers and Marathon coming up. San Jose Earthquakes are coming into town. Like I said, Tommy Thompson will join the show here tonight, maybe in about a half hour. We'll get a little bit of a thought process from him. Today, Bayern Munich, 56% of the possession against PSG, but they're just, PSG is just so dangerous with Mbappe and Neymar. Neymar was incredibly unlucky not to score goals today. He hit three posts, as I mentioned, and tried to explain in the last segment. Bayern had to do this without Robert Lewandowski, of course. They had to do it without Leon Goretzka, equally as important almost. And their big center back, Nicolas Süle. So the defending champs are out. Bayern Munich lined up, interestingly enough, today with Alphonso Davies in the left-back position, Hernandez and Boateng, no Süle there, Pavard, Kimmich, Alaba, Thomas Müller, Sané, Coman, Choupo-Moting. Choupo-Moting had the lone goal, brave goal, got his head on one, but this is not Robert Lewandowski, and the chances that Bayern Munich had throughout these two legs, if Lewandowski's out there, could have been different. Could have, and that's woulda, shoulda, coulda. And you know what? Do not take anything away from PSG. Because, man, they created the clear-cut chances today, the better chances, frankly. I thought there was a time in the second half Bayern should have been just, you know, getting Leroy Sané on the ball as much as possible. And they were looking away from him and going to Coman a bit much. And Coman did not have the best of games. Leroy Sané looked sharper. 713-780-3776 is a number. Navas, Dagba, Pereira, Kimpembe, and Diallo. There was a lot of guys missing for PSG as well in the defensive areas. Guyet, Paredes, but then listen to this front four. Angel Di Maria, Neymar, Draxler, and Mbappe. And with Bayern throwing everything forward, I mean, Mbappe is like the man shot out of a cannon. And so is Neymar. So they were always a threat behind. They knew Manuel Neuer was going to have to come up with some big saves. He did. Bayern was so desperate, and they had a very thin bench. They only had seven players on the bench that they threw Javi Martinez on. Hansi Flick put him on. He's a defender. They threw him on up front to try and play as a target man and get on the end of a cross. They also brought on the 18-year-old Jamal Musiala, who's a real rising young talent. Moise Keane, Ander Herrera, you remember him, and Mitchell Baker were the three changes for Mauricio Pochettino. They do it at the Parc des Princes, and they are through. And that's pretty big. That is pretty big. All right, tomorrow you got Dortmund and Manchester City, the aggregates 2-1 Man City, and then Liverpool and Real Madrid. Are Liverpool fans over at Hugh O'Connor's out on I-10? Are you hopeful? These games are all 2 o'clock tomorrow. Real Madrid, 3-1 winners. And by the way, the 1-0 Clásico on the weekend as well over Barcelona, 2-1. So Real Madrid, you can say what you want about them. The fighting spirit is remarkable under Zidane. So the 2020 Champions League winners, Bayern Munich, go out today. And as they go out, they extend their record for the longest unbeaten away run in the competition to 18 games. So you think about this. They won 1-0 today. They haven't lost in 18 on the road in the Champions League, and they're out. And they're out because they gave up 3 goals at home. And one of them was a huge mistake from Manuel Neuer. All right, Major League Soccer. And I want to know, and my question to you tonight, Dynamo fans, are you optimistic? How are you feeling about the season? And I want to get your takes tonight. And the phone lines are going to be open throughout the show. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 tonight. There's a lot of news to talk about. Starting with, this is the 26th year of Major League Soccer. Pretty remarkable. We will have a 27th team in Austin FC. There are 3 new stadiums. Now, when you look at these new stadiums that come into the league in Austin, Cincinnati, and Columbus, they are remarkably state-of-the-art. I mean, just when you don't think they can get any better, they continue to get better. Understand that the infrastructure and stadiums in the United States is second to none in the world. Second to none. The quality of these stadiums, pretty amazing. So MLS continues to mine South America for talent. I think there are 9 new players from Argentina this year, 7 from Colombia. There are Ecuadorians coming into the league, Paraguayans, the influence of academies. This is coming to fruition for a lot of the teams that started very early in this and really made real investment early. I think here in Houston, we're playing catch up. Things are turning around. But honestly, if we're thinking of it from the standpoint of professional soccer, it's how many players that are making it through to the first team and how many players you're potentially selling. And the Dynamo are playing catch-up in that category. Now, the great news is Todd Ramos and the Academy and Paul Holliker are on the same page. So you're getting young players that are able to come into training. You're getting 16-year-olds that are playing in preseason games. This all can bode well for the future. But you just think, if this was taken seriously 7 or 8 years ago, where we could be now. It could be like Dallas. And Dallas has got tremendous amounts of players that have come through their academy. And they also have gotten a couple guys like Chris Richards that they claim as their own, which, you know, they pick up late. They say he's an academy guy and he came through their system. But the fact is that Eric Quill from Houston, who was then coaching the Texans, moved him up to Dallas. Okay, so there is a little bit of smoke and mirrors on this stuff. I wish wasn't there. I think everybody who's involved with the development of a soccer player, whatever youth club it is, give them ownership. Make them a part of it. That is the job of professional soccer teams in their markets. So the academies are growing, and that mixture with South American players, which are of good value right now, and then you mix that in with being good and at picking out people in the draft, and that's where you can, with a salary cap of $4.5 million or whatever it is, $4.75, that's where you can get value inexpensively. And then you can use your dollars for other things and game changers and things like that. Listen, there were three teams that passed on Daryl Dike, who scored again, by the way. This guy, Orlando City, says he's on loan over in England, Barnsley. They say $20 million. Everton's looking at him. A whole bunch of different teams are looking at him. MLS is a great league, and it's a great league because a lot of the play is open. There's a lot of goals. Everybody's into the pressing game now. We're getting a lot of pressing game. We got teams playing out of the back that are, you know, coughing it up, and it leads to immediate chances. I mean, if you're trying to play short out of the back nowadays with pressing teams, and your guys aren't really, really technical and real quick thinkers, you're in trouble. All you had to do was look at the Dynamo game against FC Dallas in the final preseason game in that thing called La Copita, which we will never talk about again until next year. Dynamo, the way they aligned their players off goal kicks, forced Dallas to, you know, take long goal kicks towards the halfway line, which led to aerial play, and then who's better at picking up second balls. So it's really interesting. And, you know, it is something to keep an eye on. By the way, there's been 10 different MLS Cup winners in the last 15 years. So Friday night, we got the Dynamo San Jose here in Houston. It's a return of Chris Wondolowski, likely the last time he'll play in Houston. Likely. He's got 166 goals. You think about that. 166 goals. And by the way, he got most of those from age probably 25 on, because he only had 4 goals in limited time in Houston in 4 years. It's pretty remarkable. It's one of the great stories ever. I did one of the burning topics on Twitter, Glenn Davisock, on Wondolowski. Amazing stuff. It's a story you love to hear. Very humble guy. Garber yesterday, the commissioner of the league, spoke about Sacramento and the next step in filling that expansion slot. Remember, the lead investor in Sacramento pulled out, so the focus now on Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Diego. MLS is still working on the sale of Real Salt Lake. And how about this? Coming out of Mexico, that a unique investment group, including Kate Upton, former Astro Justin Verlander. Surprised that AJ and Fred didn't see that one. Eva Longoria, Mesut Ozil, and DC United investors are buying into Necaxa in Mexico. Is this like an early stock tip? Is this more proof that maybe Liga MX and MLS will combine? Would you like that? You tell me. 713-780-3776. First segment, it's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. Get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, you drive an 18-wheeler, you need John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-322-HURT. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. They're going to work 24-7 nights and weekends for you, and you'll get the representation you need. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Bilingual, more to come.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
Well, Alexi Lawless just was part of the call on Fox as Atlanta United advanced over Alajuelense. And they will take on the winner of the Philadelphia Union and Saprissa. So Atlanta United, the first Major League Soccer team to advance in the CONCACAF Champions League. That was a great song by Devo, one of my favorites. All right, Aaron, I think we have AY, right? All right, before we get to AY, real quick here, I just want to remind everybody that Advantage BMW is a big sponsor of this show. I got a lot of friends down there. Justin, go down there, see everybody at Advantage BMW Midtown. I bought down there. The one thing I like there is their customer service. They're going to take you through all the facets of buying a car, sales, service, finance. They do it easy. They love the sport of soccer. Steven's another person you can ask for down there. You can get in a sedan. Get a 3, 5, a 7 series at Advantage BMW Midtown. I shop Advantage, AdvantageBMWHouston.com, and I love the fact that Advantage BMW in Midtown has remained great sponsors of this show. They've kept us on the air. They stuck with us, and we really appreciate that. All right, my good friend AY, I'm excited to hear from you, AY. How are you?
I'm fine, Glenn. Are you?
I am good. Before you say anything about Chelsea, I do want to tell people something about you. So I was doing, I think I was doing a live show at maybe King's Court or one of the live shows we were doing, and AY was out working, was on the road, and actually pulled over and came in. And that's when we met after many, many times you had called into the show. So I just wanted to say that was one of the great moments. I've never forgotten it, and I appreciate that, AY.
Thank you for remembering that. But I just want to make a comment about Chelsea. You know, Since City, as in Thomas Tuchel, took over the team, we've not been doing badly, though we lost today. But that was a good loss compared to the loss against West Brom. But all I'm saying is that once you have a good manager can change the mentality of a team. See where we were when Lampard was still the coach, and since the time Thomas Tuchel took over. So, and also I'm saying that we have a tough match come Saturday against Manchester City in the FA Cup semi-final, but I know Chelsea can go through. But since Thomas took over, Chelsea, I've been feeling good about my team. But before that time, if you could remember, I called earlier to pour my frustrations out. That was earlier in the season, maybe about January or late December, when I poured my frustrations out to you. But right now, I feel good about Chelsea, and I believe Chelsea can. Even we can win the Champions League. And we can still make top four if all things go according to plan. That's just my comment.
No, that's a great comment. And, you know, I can tell you, AY, that I was pulling for Lampard because I just thought he was a great player. And I like seeing former players that invest themselves in being a manager. Maybe it was too early for him. But you can't deny that Tuchel's got things going now. Now it seems like when everybody was panicking about Christian Pulisic, it seems like in the last two games and the last couple of games, Pulisic is on fire for Tuchel. He probably was the player of the game today for Chelsea. I think confidence breeds. I think this is a manager that's gotten control of things. He's getting more out of not Mason Mount, Havertz. Today's lineup was Mendy, Azpilicueta, Thiago Silva, Rudiger, James, Jorginho, Kante, Chilwell, Mount, Havertz, Giroud came on in the 90th minute, Ziyech. So I'm like you. I think you got to be feeling pretty optimistic right now.
Yeah. Let me just quick comment. You see, the Chelsea job was too big for Frank Lampard. You know, there are some managerial jobs that you need a renowned coach, a renowned manager for it. A rookie manager will not get the job done in some certain clubs, just like Real Madrid or Barcelona. You can't put a rookie manager there and they will get the job done. They need a coach that has been there.
You know as well as I do that people get seduced by the name. So when everybody hears, hey, it's going to be Frank, the all-time leading goal scorer out of midfield in the Premier League. In Frank, we trust. You know, everybody jumps on the train. And, you know, you then think about logic and you go, okay, look what Xavi's doing. He's delaying taking the big job, right? Because everybody says, oh, he should be the coach of Barcelona, you know, before Koeman took the job. He's waiting. I think you really have to be calculated. On the other hand, who doesn't take some of these jobs if you get offered, you know, like David Moyes when he got offered Manchester United? How can he say no to that? Whether you think he's prepared or not, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Okay. What will you say Mikel Arteta is doing a good job at Arsenal?
Arteta?
Yeah.
I wanted him to work, and I think, you know, that's the whole thinking. Okay, he's been next to Pep Guardiola. He's ready to go. I think he's a good manager. I don't think he's got the resources. I don't think he's got the buy-in of the players.
My point is that there are some certain jobs that are just too big for certain people. That's my point. It's not all jobs that has the right fit. Just like Mourinho might not be doing a good job at Tottenham, but he still has that cachet as the manager. As a manager, he can handle the situation.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I don't think he's been a big success. I think the modern game's passing him by a little, quite frankly. The last three teams he's been involved with, look, he's never going to be without a job. He's won the Champions League. He's been a brilliant manager.
Yeah.
Is he still a brilliant manager in the modern game? I couldn't stand when he went in the locker room after getting eliminated in Europa League, and he goes in the locker room of the opposition. Now, if I'm a player playing for him and he went in there and then he comes on in front of a microphone and throws me under the bus, I don't like the guy. I'm sorry. I think that's all about his ego. I think that's him going into the locker room to make himself feel good because he's an egomaniac. So, do I think he's got brilliant qualities and has as a manager? Absolutely. But do I think right now maybe it's passed him by slightly? Yeah, I think you can make an argument for that because as the years go by, the modern player becomes a little bit different. And if you're a totally autocratic manager, it's very hard to succeed, I think.
So, Glenn, thanks for taking my call. And always, I always check in on you once now and then.
Please do. And by the way, AY, have you and your family been safe? You okay?
I'm doing well. We are safe. Thank you very much.
Okay. It's a nice relief to hear your voice. Thank you so much for calling in. That's AY. Love that guy. Incredible. You're in a bar doing a radio show. Guy pulls over, comes in. Hey, I'm AY. I call your show all the time. Wants to start talking soccer. Incredible. I mean, that's why I love this job. Stuff like that. I mean, seriously. How often does that happen to you in life, right? Somebody thinks enough of you to pull their car over? That's pretty incredible. 713-780-3776. We're waiting on Tommy Thompson of the San Jose Earthquakes to get sort of their side of the story. And got to find out what this hocus pocus is about this Matias Almeida man-marking system and how it works and how it can be breached. I'm going to ask Todd Ramos about that, but we'll talk to Tommy about it. Very talented player. We'll get some of the San Jose side of things, and we'll continue to hopefully get some phone calls from you. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. How optimistic are you about the Houston Dynamo? Is this the year they make the playoffs? Do you like the changes that have been made? I know a lot of people have talked about the loss of Manotas and Albert Elise. That was inevitable. That was going to happen. You knew it. I knew it. Everybody knew it. Is there enough up front now? Rudy, Pasher, Fafapico. They seem ticketed to be the three starters coming into the season. 713-780-3776 is the number. Is this more about the system now under Tab Ramos than it is the individuals? Of course, individuals make a difference within a system. But is this about the buy-in to this pressing system? It's got to be. Because that can be the great neutralizer for the Houston Dynamo. Pascher, Pico, Arruti, Lassiter, Christian Ramirez, Quintero, Rodriguez, got to get goals. Midfield balance. It was a lot of times in preseason, and I went to all the games, so I want you to know that. This is coming from somebody who watched the games, which was I'm very grateful for, because we got an open manager now. Portland has taken a 1-0 lead over Marathon, and the aggregate is now 3-2 to the Timbers. Really passionate game going on in Portland. So they're up 3-2. I'm taking a look at this, obviously, because it's on the West Coast. The sun is out. Interesting. A lot of empty seats. All right, Tommy Thompson of the San Jose Earthquakes joins us now. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're a busy guy tonight. You're at events. You're doing a lot of different things. So you know what? It's very nice of you to make the effort to come on here, and thanks. Let's just rattle a few questions off you, and then we'll let you go. How's preseason going for you under Matias Almeida and with your group out in San Jose?
It's been good. It's been good. Normally, you go to Cancun at the beginning of every preseason, but due to the virus, we had to switch up and went to Santa Barbara. So we were down there for 18 days, did double days almost every day. So it was tough, but it was fun. And what I like about those camps with Matias is that it really gets guys comfortable being around each other, especially with the new pieces coming in. You know, guys get on the same page. It's a lot of sessions, a lot of meals together. So we're ready to go.
Talking to Tommy Thompson, I remember his father was a great player at Indiana, played in the North American Soccer League. It's a real soccer family. All right, in some ways, I guess you're a converted right back. Is that fair to say? And how do you like the position? You certainly got the engine to get box to box. I think we know that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. When I first signed with the Quakes coming out of Indiana, I played as a forward up top with Wando. And then after that, I started playing as a winger, and I played centrally. And then once Matias Almeida came to San Jose, I started playing as an outside back. So I would say versatility is one of my biggest strengths, but I'm really happy with where I'm at. And I think under our system, it's a very attacking style of play, very possession-based. So I think it suits me well out there, and I really enjoy trying to catch defenders off guard going forward.
Now, Matias Almeida and his system, it requires a tremendous work ethic. And it's pretty interesting because everybody around the country, when you guys are playing, you know, they're talking about the tactics of Matias Almeida and you know, this man-to-man marking and all the interesting things that come along with it. Is it kind of fun to be a part of this team where everybody thinks you're doing something uniquely different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Matias does an amazing job of forming a group that feels like a family. So I think from the get-go, ever since he came here to San Jose, things have been different. And it's been special being a part of it. You know, we have a full-time translator. We got Spanish speakers learning English. We got English speakers learning Spanish. And everyone's trying to meet each other in the middle off the field. And I think that translates to great performances on the field. So we were happy to make playoffs last year. Unfortunately, got knocked out in penalties to Kansas City. But I think this organization is headed in the right direction. And I've been here for 8 years now. And this is one of the most excited I've been going into a season. So I can't wait to get started.
Talking to San Jose Earthquakes defender Tommy Thompson. Really appreciate him coming on the show. Would you say that Matias Almeida is the most motivating manager you've ever had in soccer?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think he has a gift. And he's an incredible motivator. And I think it just comes from the passion he has for the game, the love that he has for the game. I think he's brought just a different level of intensity, a different level of happiness and just a different level of passion. And I think it's so contagious when he enters a locker room. And I think it shows in the way that we play and the way that we work for each other. So I know that we've had some high highs and we've had some low lows. But what I love about this group is that regardless of how the results are going, everyone sticks together and believes that it'll get better. So I can't wait for Friday.
Yeah, Friday's going to be a big one, a big opener. There's only two games on Friday. San Jose Earthquakes are coming to Houston. You're picking a good time of the year to come because the weather's generally better now, as you know. Just to go back into the system, it is not something that you guys picked up right away, right? It really had taken some time to understand it and really execute it. Why is it so difficult?
Yeah, absolutely. In 2019, Matias came in after our first four games. We experienced some serious adversity. You know, we lost the first four, and it was tough. It was tough. But Matias said that he has a system of play that he believes in, and he studied our group of players, and he knows that we can execute on it. And sure enough, after that first four games, we turned it around, and we were one of the best teams in Major League Soccer for the next couple months throughout the summer in 2019. So I would say it's difficult just because of the man-marking component to it. I think at first, especially for the center backs, it's something that takes a little bit to get used to, how he wanted them to play. And it's the same for the midfielders. There's a couple different transitions that take place in center of the park that just take some time to get used to. But that's why I'm excited entering the third year with this team. We have that chemistry. We have that understanding of what our coach wants. And I think that's so important to have that consistency. And in San Jose, this is only the second time in my career to enter a third season with the same coach. So I think it's a huge blessing. And especially to have Matias in charge, I think it's just a cause for excitement. And it's a special type of anticipation going into the 2021 season.
Yeah, and to what you just said, Tommy, it sounds like you guys now know the system even better. And players that are being brought in from Chivas like Chofis Lopez, I mean, they know the system from playing underneath them there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Whether it's Chofis, whether it's Osvaldo, whether it's Carlos Fierro, or even with Lucho coming in as well, there's guys that Matias has a history with, playing with some of them and coaching some of them as well. So I think it just gives the team a different level of understanding of what is expected from us. And what Matias wants to see on and off the field. So I think in 2019, when he first came in, there was a lot of adjustment. And this year, it just feels like there's an understanding that I think will result in something special.
Very interesting. Tommy, describe your role. I mean, do you have pretty much free rein to get forward? I mean, is that up to you? I mean, how does that trigger?
Matias just wants to get at teams. And so he expects me to put midfielders on the back foot. Matias doesn't wait for anybody when it comes to our attacking style of play. And so he likes to take risks, and he wants soccer to be entertaining. He wants soccer to be enjoyed, and he wants us to play that way. So he asked me to attack any opportunity that I get, but he also expects me to get back just as quickly as I attack. So sometimes it can be exhausting. But I do my best to make sure I'm in the best shape that I can be entering every season. So I'm ready to go. I think my scores have been the best they've ever been in the preseason test so far this year. So I know it's expected of me, and I'm ready to do everything I can to contribute to the team.
Yeah, well, Tommy Thompson, I don't think anybody's ever accused you of not being fit. That's what I can say. If you've ever not been fit, I'd like somebody to show me when that was, because you have some engine. Listen, congratulations on the great career. Best of luck this season. And thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I know you've had a busy night. You were out doing an appearance, and I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no problem at all. I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully we'll have plenty of people watching on Friday. It's going to be a great night.
Yep, it's going to be. Thank you, Tommy. That's Tommy Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes. They are in town to take on the Houston Dynamo this Friday. It is one of the curtain raisers of Major League Soccer. great interview there. You got some great insight into San Jose. And Tommy Thompson, very versatile, as you mentioned. And it's Matias Almeida. It's a very entertaining style of play, which is coupled with the Dynamo and Todd Ramos' entertaining style of play. Maybe we're going to see a lot of goals on Friday night. All right, we'll take a break here. We got more to come. This break brought to you by Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture and, of course, our presenting sponsors, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. By the way, last night, the Austin show is up at hornfm.com. You can hear about Austin FC and their preparation with Jared Stroud, one of their new signings as well. So I encourage you to go listen to what's going on over there because, you know, we love people listening to the show. We love people liking the show. We love people liking burning topics or hitting us up on Twitter. This is what we love. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up next, the one and only Eddie Robinson.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi guys, I'm Hector Moreno. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
That is the one and only Hector Moreno of the Mexican national team. You know they're going to be playing a boatload of games here in the United States in the coming months. Which leads me to this American investment group. Well, it's not only American. It's a group that includes some D.C. United investors, Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros, Kate Upton, his wife, Mesut Ozil, Eva Longoria, and they're buying into Necaxa. Something to talk about there. Buying into Necaxa in Mexico. Is this a precursor of things to come? Could we see MLS and Liga MX combine? Could somebody really do the unthinkable? What a nightmare that would be. Why would we want to do that other than the big takeaway, which is the green? All right, we welcome you back. Big shout-out here to Hugh O'Connors out on I-10, home of the Liverpool Supporters Group. There'll be some people out there probably watching the game socially distanced tomorrow. Liverpool, well, they're still alive, but they've got a lot to do, 3-1 down to Real Madrid. And we bring on Eddie Robinson now. You'll catch Eddie on Friday night with me on Quest 55 along with Cindy Bourbano covering the Dynamo San Jose. He is the former Dynamo defender, MLS Cup winner, all-star. He joins us now. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Glenn. How are you this evening?
Good. Was that a good intro? Did I give you a good intro? Good drum roll?
You always do. You always do. You always make me blush.
Is that what professional pronouncers are supposed to do? All right, 713-780-3776. We want some company now in these next two segments, Eddie and I. We want some people calling in. So, Eddie, let me get your initial thoughts on what was a great game today. I know you watched it. I did too. Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain. PSG advances. It ends 1-0 Bayern, but Paris Saint-Germain moving on under Mauricio Pochettino.
Well, it just felt like in years past that PSG would get to this point and a second leg in a knockout round in good shape, but they just didn't have the mentality to see the game out. Today they did. Yes, they lost 1-0. Neymar was extremely unlucky. PSG probably should have had quite a few more goals, but Manuel Neuer was unbelievable in goal for Bayern to keep the shutout. But I'm going to compare Neymar to Thierry Henry because of this story. One time I was in with the U.S. national team, and we were preparing for a friendly against Mexico. And I was alone on the elevator with Carlos Bocanegra, who was playing in the Premier League at the time, the same time Thierry Henry was at Arsenal. And I'd asked Carlos, I said, who's the best forward you've played against? And he said, Thierry Henry. And I said, why? He said, because when he wants to do something, there's nothing you can do to stop him. He's just that good. He makes it look so easy. And that's what Neymar does to defenders and defenses. He just makes it look so easy, but if he wants to beat you, he's going to beat you. You're not taking the ball off him. It takes 3, 4, 5 guys to to take the ball off him, and he just makes it look so easy. And then he came out recently and said that he's really happy now at PSG, which wasn't the case before, so he's going to stay there. This is a team that's come along mentally. So, you know, going into the quarterfinals and the knockouts, I thought that Manchester City was probably the favorite for me, maybe Real Madrid, but PSG just jumped up really high in my book after today.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think Mauricio Pochettino is the leader they have. I think it's interesting that he's there, too, because he's finally at a club that has bigger resources. I mean, imagine going from where you were at Spurs, which was a great team. He built a tremendous playing style, which isn't there anymore. But he comes to this club, and he's now got Mbappe and Neymar on his team. I am just blown away when I watch just the ability to turn, the ability to stop on a dime, the ability to change direction that we saw from Neymar today. And, you know, I get frustrated with Neymar sometimes because he's aloof and he's hanging out and partying and a lot of this other garbage. But when that guy is on, he is on. I think the best football he's ever played was when he was at Barcelona with Messi and Luis Suarez, because I think there was, and I think maybe Mbappe is doing this to him too. He doesn't have to carry the whole team, but man, just electric today, no question. All right, tomorrow we got Liverpool and Real Madrid, and we have Dortmund and Manchester City. City's up 2-1 on Dortmund, and then, of course, Real Madrid is up 3-1 on Liverpool, so they've got a lot to do. Let's switch to the Houston Dynamo, and let's begin to talk about a game against the San Jose Earthquakes on Friday, and just some of the biggest questions for you going into this game.
Well, I mean, I'll just jump back real quick to the final of La Copita, the last game of the season. You and I did the internet stream for that game. The Dynamo struggled offensively. They gave the ball away in bad places, which is something that really plagued them last year. We talked about how much better the defense could be this year, adding Tim Parker to the mix, adding Derrick Jones in number six. We saw glimpses of his athleticism, Derrick Jones. I think he's got great potential. We know what we're going to get from Tim Parker, and we saw it. But when you're playing against a Matias Almeida team, it's going to be man-to-man. It's going to be high intensity. But the thing is, there's going to be space all over the field because they're going to be one-on-one. They're going to be chasing guys. So the big thing for the Houston Dynamo on Friday night is the timing of their movement and playing one and two touch. If they can get things right and build up through the midfield, it's almost going to be a situation where you've got Tom Brady throw into Rob Gronkowski running an out route. If the timing of the movement is right and the timing of the throw is put in the right place, there's nothing anybody can do about it. So I think that's super important for the Dynamo on Friday night. I think those are my two biggest concerns, is making sure that their possession is good. And again, based on timing of movement, one and two touch, moving through the midfield, and making sure the Dynamo are creating some really good chances against San Jose, because they created a couple of decent and dangerous chances, and Jimmy Meyer was outstanding in goal for FC Dallas, but the Dynamo are going to have to do more. And when they get in the wide areas, service is going to have to be better. Set-piece service is going to have to be better, because they do have some big guys to get in the box and get on the end of that.
Yeah, so these are great points you're bringing up. And by the way, I just want to remind the listeners, we have coming up an interview with both Tim Parker and Tab Ramos, and a lot of these questions are addressed in these interviews. And I think I don't think any question this will be a better defensive team, in my opinion, simply because they're going to have some steel with Tim Parker and Derrick Jones. Derrick Jones is being fast-tracked. He's playing the role that Tab Ramos had him on the under-20 national team for the United States, that he played in a FIFA under-20 World Cup. Parker's working him. His teammates are working him. He's got the boatload of minutes there. And they want to root him in front of those two center backs. I don't think there's any question there, and you'll hear Tab address this tonight. That in itself will help. I think the interesting thing for me now is where do you get the creativity out of midfield? Because in preseason, They played a lot with Darwin Serén. They played a lot with Matias Vera and then Jones behind them. Now, the last game in La Copita against FC Dallas, in came Joe Corona, who's a little bit more technical, has more of the ideas. So it's really interesting, you know, Corona, Quintero, Memo Rodriguez, you know, where will it go from that standpoint? I think that's one of the big questions now going into Friday.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you've got to find a creative player. I mean, and going back to the Dallas game, if you look at Ricarte for FC Dallas, how he just ran the game. After the first 20 minutes or so, Dallas really found their legs. They were sluggish. They weren't very good the first 20 minutes. But then he came alive, and you always found him in the right place, whether it was on the defensive end, whether it was building up in the attack, whether it was in and around the 18. He was just so dangerous, and the Dynamo need to find a player like that. And, you know, for me right now, I would guess that that would be Memo Rodriguez. I don't think Memo's on the level of Ricarte, and I don't think there are many in MLS that are. But the Dynamo have got to find an attacking player.
Not Darwin Quintero?
That can create opportunity. What's that?
What about Darwin Quintero?
Well, I mean, this is what you and I have had this conversation multiple times, whether it was just you and I together in the booth or on the phone or in person. And Darwin Quintero is so effective when he plays out wide and comes in underneath and creates an overload in the midfield. But when he is the outright number 10, and it's 3v3 in the midfield, he has a really hard time getting on the ball, not getting fouled, finding space, because they can dedicate, especially a team like San Jose, the way they play man-to-man, they can dedicate a defender to just follow him everywhere. And if they can't win the ball, they're going to foul him. And he has a really hard time. So I think he's so much more effective playing on the wing. So you got to think about, you know, Paul Ramos and what's he want to do. I was shocked that we didn't see him in the first 90 minutes against FC Dallas in the La Copita final.
Well, he did say in the press conference after that he's fitness is not where they want it to be right now. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back on a deep dive on this. Eddie Robinson with me, and we're going to examine now. Is it system over individuals right now? Because without a doubt, Todd Ramos was really loyal to his system last year, which I liked, because I'm glad he didn't drop his team deep and regress. I think he made it very clear in intention that this is the way we're going to play. Now, does he have the right pieces for this? That's the question, and we'll talk about it. Is it the system over individuals? When we come back, Advantage BMW Midtown, they'll cover you with sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage. Advantage BMW Midtown. Get down there. AdvantageBMWHouston.com.
ESPN 97.5.